USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii called for introducing a universal basic income of $1,000 per month until coronavirus no longer presents a public health emergency.
Most Americans don't have that safety emergency bank account, even for a short term, what to speak of if you're talking about weeks or potentially months. And so really looking at this universal basic payment, an emergency direct aid to every single American, I think makes absolutely the most sense.
The spread of the virus has sparked wide concerns about the economy, leading to the cancellations of numerous events and conferences. The coronavirus has now killed 41 Americans, and there are more than 2,000 cases nationwide, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. We'll continue to bring you coronavirus updates and everything you need to know right here at USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senator Bernie Sanders won the Northern Mariana Islands Democratic Presidential Caucus, grabbing 4 of the 6 delegates. Former Vice President Joe Biden won the other 2. This shrinks Biden's lead to 154 delegates. 4 states will continue their primaries on Tuesday. And the top election officials from those 4 states, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio, have all said in a joint statement the vote will continue on Tuesday, saying they were confident elections would be secure and safe despite the virus. They encourage all healthy poll workers to show up. Tech giant Apple is closing its stores outside of China for 2 weeks and will only sell online as part of efforts to fight the global viral pandemic, according to CEO Tim Cook, tweeting that Apple will be temporarily closing all the stores outside of Greater China until March 27th and committing $15 million to help with worldwide recovery. Workers will continue to be paid and office staff will work remotely whenever possible. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a serious sleep disorder that's been getting attention again. USA's Chris Barnes has the reasons.
Now that most of the nation has switched again to daylight saving time, narcolepsy is getting new attention. Dr. Anne Marie Morris is a sleep disorder specialist in Pennsylvania. She's among the experts who say narcolepsy affects the brain's ability to regulate sleep-wake cycles, and patients end up being sleepy most of the day, but then find it difficult to sleep at night. She says what you need to do is see a neurologist if it's happening to you, so you can be evaluated at a sleep clinic if you're having serious issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Delta Airlines will cut passenger carrying capacity by 40% to deal with a nosedive in travel demand, and it is talking to the White House and Congress about assistance to get through a downturn caused by the coronavirus. The cut in capacity over the next few months is the largest in Delta's history, surpassing reductions that were first made after the September 2001 terror attacks. Delta also said it will stop flights to continental Europe for the next 30 days, possibly longer, ground up to 300 planes, delay deliveries of new planes to save cash, and cut spending by $2 billion. It's freezing hiring and offering unpaid leave to current employees. The airline stock surged in the afternoon trading to close up 13.8%, recovering by a 21% drop the day before. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.